Have you ever thought about how deeply we, as humans, are connected to nature? It's a bond that's woven into the very fabric of our existence. Every breath we take, every bite we eat, every sip we drink, it all harks back to this primal relationship. Our ancestors, they understood this. They lived in harmony with the elements. Their lives were dictated by the rhythm of the seasons, the rise and fall of the sun, the ebb and flow of the tides. This connection shaped their behavior, their thinking, their very being. Now let's consider the concept of biophilia, a term brought into the spotlight by psychologist E.O. Wilson. It suggests an instinctive bond between human beings and other living systems. It's like a magnetic pull, drawing us towards life, towards growth, towards nature. Yet, in our modern world, we seem to have distanced ourselves from this vital connection. From a philosophical and psychological perspective, our connection to nature is more profound than you might think. Delving into the realm of philosophy, we encounter thinkers like Ralph Waldo Emerson and Henry David Thoreau. They emphasized nature's role in nourishing the spirit and fostering personal growth. Emerson, with his transcendentalism, advocated for the inherent goodness of people and nature. Thoreau, on the other hand, lived his philosophy, retreating to Walden Pond to truly immerse himself in the natural world. Switching gears to psychology, we encounter eco-psychology, a relatively new field that underscores the interplay between human mental health and the health of our planet. This discipline asserts that a disconnect from nature can lead to psychological distress. It encourages us to establish a symbiotic relationship with our environment, understanding that our well-being is intrinsically linked to the health of our planet. So, reconnecting with nature is not just a leisurely activity, it's a necessity for our mental and spiritual well-being. So, why is it crucial for us to rekindle this bond with nature, you might ask? Well, the benefits are manifold. Connecting with nature can help reduce stress, sparking creativity, and significantly improving mental health. The spiritual significance of this connection is echoed in the scriptures. For instance, in Psalms 96:12, the Bible speaks of nature rejoicing, symbolizing our symbiotic relationship with the environment around us. When we rejoice, nature rejoices with us. When we suffer, nature shares our pain. But how do we go about reigniting this bond? It's simpler than you may think. Activities like gardening, hiking, or even just taking a leisurely stroll in the park can serve as potent conduits for this reconnection. It's about immersing yourself in the natural world, feeling the elements on your skin, and getting your hands dirty with tangible experiences. Remember, you are not separate from nature. You are part of it. It's time to embrace that connection once again.